Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I was up early this morning, woke up and was able to catch the last 10, 15 minutes of the total lunar eclipse and watched a little bit as the moon began to move out of the earth's shadow, and it was kind of a neat thing to see and experience. But I hope that you're able to notice the wondrous works of God wherever you're at, and that you're able to find His fingerprints throughout not just creation, but throughout your life. We've been talking and praying this week about being on mission with God and different topics that we find in Scripture that those who shared the good news of Jesus asked others to pray about. And so we're praying about these characteristics for those who serve as what I call occupational missionaries. They've chosen to leave their normal surroundings many times and go to a people group that, well, that's different from what they grew up in. And often those people groups are in different parts of the world. Sometimes those people groups are just down the street. And you're entering into serving and helping and sharing Jesus with people that need to hear. But we're not just praying for those who devote their lives to quote-unquote missionary work. We're praying for every one of us to live life on mission with God. All of us are called to share the good news of Jesus everywhere we go. And so for many people, we're not necessarily occupational missionaries, but we share Jesus in our workplace, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, in our homes and family gatherings. And in doing so, we're fulfilling the Great Commission that as we go throughout all of the world, we're making disciples, we're baptizing people, we're teaching them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. And so today we wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about boldness. Because for many, especially those that are workplace missionaries, our school missionaries, our neighborhood and home missionaries, the thing that keeps us from doing what we ought, the thing that keeps us from doing even what we want to do, is often fear. We read in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. It says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." I'm not sure if that's the ending that I would have expected if I was completely unfamiliar with this verse. Lord, consider their threats and make them stop, I think is our normal prayer. Silence them. Do something to make them go away. We like to escape problems. Well, I don't know if I should say we, but I like to escape problems. I'm guessing I'm not as abnormal as I sometimes think. But that's not what was being prayed. The disciples, the apostles, the early followers of Jesus, they definitely wanted God to take notice of their threats of that was being leveled against them. But they're praying, God, because of their threats, give us boldness. Help us to speak your word clearly and plainly and with courage. In other words, we're afraid, but we want to keep doing what we're supposed to be doing. And so as we pray for missionaries in foreign lands, missionaries in our neighborhoods, in our schools, and in our homes, in our schools, the places that we go, and it's not always consider their threats because we're not quite sure what the threat is, but perhaps we could pray, Lord, consider my fear and help me speak your word with boldness and clarity. Now, I do need to kind of put a disclaimer in here. We've talked about this already this week as these characteristics work together. Boldness and arrogance aren't the same thing. Boldness and brashness are not the same thing. Boldness and disrespect are not the same thing. In fact, as we work together the teachings of God's Word on how we share Jesus with people, we do so with boldness in a manner which has gentleness and respect. And when we live life stepping out of our comfort zone, we typically step into fear. But what happens when we step out of our comfort zone and step into courage? You see, the gentleness and respect comes because, well, we're not fearful. Oftentimes, the lack of gentleness and respect is because we're fearful of the result and we want to somehow make ourselves look and sound threatening. And then we become like those who are against, not necessarily even against us, but who are against God's word. I love the availability of social media and sharing the good news of Jesus. I hate the way that it's normally used. There are very good uses that I see throughout it, but more often than not, it's a lot of finger pointing and misinformation and arguments and fights, and we consider the threats and we strike back. And sometimes the most difficult thing to do when you're falsely accused, even when you're rightly accused, is to not strike back. To consider the threats, to consider the accusations, and instead of praying for the right answer to put them in their place, pray for the courage and wisdom to continue to share God's word boldly. You see, we live in a world that consistently opposes God because the prince of this world is still active. But the great joy of the believer is that we can cling to the promise that greater is the one who's within us than the one who's within the world. And so we speak up in ways that are appropriate, in ways that are gentle, in ways that are respectful. Without defensiveness, without arrogance, without pride. And you hear all of those terms and think, well, how can I balance all of that? Well, you can't. God's Spirit can. The one who works within you can. When you choose to take every thought captive, when you choose to put a guard over your lips, to put a guard, perhaps even more importantly than over your lips, over your keyboard, over your fingertips, then all of those good characteristics have a better chance of being used. We live life needing, one, because God says we need to, but two, because people need us to. Needing to make the most of every opportunity. Not the most of every opportunity that benefits us, not the most of every opportunity that makes us successful. The most of every opportunity to encourage others with the good news of Jesus. And so as we wrap up the broadcast part of this week at the Boldness, I do want to just mention in the prayer guides that I write every week, tomorrow's topic in this series on Mission with God is faithfulness. I mentioned that because tomorrow we lay to rest my father-in-law, who went home to be with Jesus just a little short of his 97th birthday. And when I wrote this prayer guide early last week, I had no idea that he would be going home that soon. And no idea that we would be planning the funeral on Saturday, for Saturday. But what a fitting topic to end the week celebrating a man who was faithful to his family, to his church, and to his God. And so as we pray today, there's a couple families. I want us to pray for the Hale family. They'll be gathering later today to celebrate the life of Dolores Hale. And I just continue to pray for all of the kids and grandkids and great-grandkids and all the family members and friends as they today would have been her birthday. And they'll be celebrating with sorrow, but still celebrating that she's celebrating her birthday with Jesus. And then also for the Neihart family as we gather tomorrow. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to overcome our fears, in order to overcome our weaknesses, in order to overcome ourselves. Because your love has given us Jesus, it's given us your Spirit to dwell within us. And so, God, when we experience opposition, when we experience threats and accusations, instead of going first to praying that you get rid of them, may we join in asking you to help us share Jesus with boldness, with gentleness, with respect, with courage. Father, may we choose to make the most of every opportunity, even when we don't feel like we want to. May we take captive our thoughts and the things that come out of our mouth, the things that we express through social media avenues. May we be more mindful and more careful of just what it is we're representing as people get glimpses of our life. And Father, as we pray for boldness, may we use that in a way that's appropriate, in a way that's helpful, in a way that leads people to Jesus. Father, today I do pray for those who grieve, those who mourn, especially these two families that are part of our Deer Run family, for the Hale family, for the Neihart family. Father, for all those that were touched by these two individuals. And Father, may we look at their examples. Not perfect individuals, but faithful individuals. And may we grow in faithfulness, and may their examples be a challenge to each of us to share Jesus, even when we're uncomfortable, to share Jesus, even when we're afraid, to share Jesus because we've chosen to be faithful. Father, help us today as we share Jesus to lift Him up at all times, to make Him known, to put Him at the center of our life, of our conversations, of our activities. And God, today as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.